Governor Kay Ivey's study group on criminal justice policy meets tomorrow to talk sentencing. One topic many advocates want to see on the agenda is the state's Habitual Felony Offender Act. Some call it a three-strikes rule. It allows stricter sentences for people who commit multiple felonies. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
Alvin Kennard spent 36 years in prison. He's now back home and says he feels good.
I can go to the shower and shower by myself, get myself together and put on me some nice clothes, and then I can walk out in the yard and listen at the birds whistle.
This summer, a judge took an interest in his case and ordered a new trial. Kennard was released from Donaldson Correctional Facility about a month ago.
It's a wonderful thing to be able to, you know, to acknowledge that it ain't like it used to be.
He was locked up when he was 22 years old. He's now 58. His crime?
$50.75 stolen from the Highlands Bakery armed with a knife.
That's Carla Crowder, Kennard's attorney. She says because Kennard previously pled guilty to three minor property crimes, he was sentenced under Alabama's Habitual Offender Act. Crowder says at the time, the mandatory sentence for his case was life without parole. Since then, there have been some changes to the Habitual Offender Act, but advocates want more reform. They say hundreds of inmates are serving sentences of life without parole under the old guidelines, and those cases should be revisited. State Senator Cam Ward, a member of the governor's task force, says it's something the group could consider.
It's definitely something that should be reviewed. Now, getting the votes in the legislature to approve that, that's going to be a challenge.
Ward says lawmakers typically don't support efforts to reduce sentences for fear of being seen as soft on crime. Tomorrow, the study group will hear the latest data on sentencing guidelines. The group is expected to meet a few more times before submitting policy recommendations to the governor. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.